Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The official UFO file release site is now live. It's called Pursue, the Presidential Unsealing and Reporting System for UAP Encounters. The Trump administration says this is the first release in a rolling process, with more files expected every few weeks. We've got historical FBI flying saucer records, official images, modern military UAP video, political reaction from Congress, and some very big language around transparency and disclosure. But here's the key question. Is this the UFO release people have been waiting for, or is this just the first visible step in a much bigger process? I've started going through the files, and this is my first reaction. Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. As always, my name is Andy, and this is a breaking news update because the official UFO file release site is now live as of the 8th of May at 8 a.m. Eastern, as it was announced yesterday by Anna Paulina Luna. Rumours started flying online it was going to happen, and it kicked off, well, people thought it was going to be on the Arrow website or the aliens.gov or alien.gov, as many folks had been led to believe. I've certainly been expecting it to be on aliens.gov, but it didn't come through there at all. It came through war.gov/UFO, totally different website, and it completely threw a lot of folks for a couple of minutes thinking nothing had happened. Now, the page is called Pursue. That's the Presidential Unsealing and Reporting System for UAP Encounters. And it's being framed as the Trump administration's official public release system for UAP, UFO and alien extraterrestrial related records. Now, before we get into individual images, videos or documents, I really want to be clear about something here. There's a lot of files on this site, well over 100 actual documents, and within those, hundreds of pages too, and possibly more being added or linked through the site as well. This is not going to be me pretending I've read every single page in real time. No one will do that today. You couldn't. It's going to take the weekend and into next week for people to really get through everything. But this first reaction is going to look at what the site says, show you some of the imagery, show you some of the videos. One particular image that I'm quite interested in, because we have maybe seen it before, some of you may have seen it, but it's what comes off the back of it. And I'll talk about some of the initial files that I've looked through and what's in there. And then I'll give you some political reaction from people like Eric Burleson, Anna Paulina Luna, Tim Burchett, the Congress, the UAP caucus that has been working hard on this. This is a first look, not a final verdict, but I want you to get in touch with me. If you're watching on YouTube, do all your liking, subscribing, commenting, but the commenting is going to be massive. And if you're on any audio platform, please email, please comment if you can, or get in touch at thatufopodcast.com/contact to let me know what you think about all of this once you've had a look. Because even in the first minutes, this has been quite divisive but interesting. So the site and the Trump directive, the site opens with a message from President Donald J. Trump dated February 19th, 2026. says, based on the tremendous interest shown, I'll be directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomena and unidentified flying objects, and any and all other information connected to these highly complex but extremely interesting and important matters. God bless America. So, the key point here is that Trump is saying what he calls a tremendous interest in this subject. He's directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin identifying and releasing government files on all of the above. Whatever your politics, right, this is a very big piece of language to see on an official US government website. Take a step back. This is a little bit mental, regardless of the quality of content and the quantity of content on there. It's a bit crazy, folks, to be fair, right? So this is not just we're releasing a couple of old UFO files. The language is broad. It does mention aliens. It does mention ET, UAP, UFOs, and all the stuff connected with that as well. The official page says the Department of War, with support from the ODNI, is overseeing a government-wide effort to find, review, and declassify and release unresolved UAP-related records and historical documents. And remember, one of the big shots at Arrow is that they have a lot of files that they say are unidentified, but they don't do anything more with it. We can't resolve it, so we're just going to leave it. This looks like there may be an effort underway to actually get some of those and go, no, what are these? Are these prosaic? Are they drones? Are they misidentifications? Are they Russian, Chinese, US technology? Or is there indeed some of this stuff which is genuinely puzzling and potentially of non-human origin? That is a big step forward. The site says it's unprecedented, historic, and involves dozens of agencies and the review of tens of millions of records, many of them only existing on paper. It says new materials will be released on a rolling basis with tranches posted every few weeks. So this is going to go on, folks. This is the start of a marathon. And I know the whole UFO topic, for so long, it seems like it has been a one long marathon. And this isn't going to be a sprint. But you know what? Maybe instead of a marathon here, we've got a 2,000 metre run. We don't know. Maybe it's going to be a hurdle. Maybe the baton will have to be passed on as it goes round. But this is not being framed as a one and done document dump. It's a pipeline. And maybe that's what we've needed. Maybe I'm sounding optimistic, but I'm hopeful. What unresolved means, and I think one thing we have to be careful of, is the word unresolved. The site says the materials archived here are unresolved cases. That does not automatically mean alien. It means the government says it's unable to make a definitive determination on the nature of the observed phenomena, sometimes because there is not enough data. And I'll be honest, you'll see some pictures if you're on the YouTube channels here flying around as I speak. There's a lot of bloody nonsense on here. Some of the stuff I looked at and I was like, huh? Some of the stuff I looked at, I couldn't even see the dot, for example. There is some interesting things, but I think the more interesting imagery and videos are still to come. But you will see some bits and pieces throughout this piece. But yeah, there is a lot on here, folks, that is nothing to report home about necessarily. And it may be what comes in the background of those that brings on anything interesting or any results. So these are unresolved UAP-related records. That matters. But unresolved does not mean proven alien. And that's really important. People aren't expecting this dump to be disclosure. This is part of a process, it looks like. And I think of David Grush's comments I've just talked about in the recent news update. David Grush, knowing this was coming, said he's seen most of the 46 videos. Of those, we don't get those 46 videos in this dump. Those 46 videos that were requested by Luna, Burleson, Burchett, I believe at the behest of David Grush, giving them exactly where to look and who to look for and the names of those videos, they aren't in this. They are coming in a couple of weeks, and that's been confirmed already by various individuals working on this. So we get release statement, release 01, this is called, marked for 8th of May 2026. Here's a statement from Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. The Department of War is in lockstep with President Trump to bring unprecedented transparency regarding our government's understanding of unidentified anomalous phenomena. I like that he uses anomalous, whereas Trump said aerial. These files, hidden beneath classifications, have long fueled justified speculation, and it's time the American people see it for themselves. This release of declassified documents demonstrates the Trump administration's earnest commitment to unprecedented transparency. US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. Now, again, big language, unprecedented transparency. given the Epstein situation, some folks may balk at that. Justified speculation, declassified documents, that's clearly designed to tell the public, this is official, this is serious. And I think importantly for those of us in the UFO community, if you're listening or watching this and you have a vested interest in this, this is the beginning. It's only the beginning of this. But, and this is the key point, we have to look at what's in the actual release, because the existence of this site itself is significant, okay? The language is significant, the rolling release is significant, but we do have to look at what we have now in terms of files and images as I sit here today. And just an FYI, folks, I'm putting this straight up and out. I've literally seen this for half an hour. I've looked at what I can. I've looked through the images, the videos. I've got a small selection, and like I say, those files are going to take some amount of time for everyone to go through. And then within the files, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But I just want to say, later on today, I'm on the Doomer Friday show with the Night Shift guys again, Clint, Dan Cleary, Pavel, Xander, and I'm really looking forward to that, because it's going to be a 2-hour show of us going through our thoughts and everything, and maybe some additional information and context that comes out from that. So that'll be released on the feed again. Those guys were great last week letting me do that. Everyone can share. It's a really good conversation and will be a really interesting roundtable for everyone to listen to as we all kind of pick apart our thoughts. So I'm going to stick an image on screen for you, for those watching, so you can see what the actual site looks like. So, regarding the images on the site, some of these appear to be infrared objects of UFOs, UAP over the western US in 2025. There are also images connected to UAP reports near Greece, the United Arab Emirates, African airspace, Japan, North America. And the one that immediately stands out to me, it's not a brand new image. This is one that has been around, is an Apollo 17 archival image from the moon. Where the site itself, you'll see the writing below, highlights three lights visible above the lunar terrain in that kind of triangle formation over to the right-hand side. Now, visually, that Apollo 17 image is one probably of the more eye-catching images because of the connotations. It's in space, it's from 1972, and there are three quite clear dots, orbs, one craft with three lights, who knows there. But what really is interesting to me is not only has that image been released as part of this dump, but this is one image they've obtained the original from NASA for, and they are investigating with a view to reporting back, look, we've got this original, these lights are there, is that a solid object, what's happened, perhaps there's more images, perhaps there's video in the archives somewhere, who knows, with the FBI, the CIA, NASA. But that, for me, that's quite exciting to me personally. I'd like to know your thoughts on that. That's the basic, that's UFOs 101. Here's a picture from the moon of a UFO in the background while astronauts were landing on the moon. You know, and now we've got the government looking, going, is this genuine? Is that an artifact? Is it a reflection? Or is that a UFO? That, to me, is just what we kind of get into this subject for, you know. And perhaps there's people listening to this or watching this for the first time, seeing that photograph for the first time, seeing that website, young, old, and everything in between. And that sparks an interest in the subject for them. So, yeah, really cool. Aside from that, there's a lot of photographs on there, folks, that are very small dots, and it's that typical flare-looking, not much in the background, maybe a lot of redactions round about it, and it's very difficult to make out it being anything particularly interesting, to be honest. We then move on to the files section on here. So they have dumped massive PDFs, and when you click onto them, there's no real descriptions as part of it on the surface, just the file name. And then you click in and it's got like 180 pages of files. And those are newspaper clippings, letters written to various organisations, responses from organisations, but also interagency interactions and everything in between. But let me just talk about the first couple that I've looked through. But this is going to be something that I go into more and more, and everyone does over the coming days and weeks. And people no doubt will find some real nuggets in here. The first thing I noticed is these are historical. Looking back, it was not a modern UAP sensor case. It was a historical FBI file section around the Amalgamated Flying Saucer Clubs of America, or AFSCA, and correspondence relating to flying saucer literature in the 1960s. It included convention material, newsletters, FBI correspondence. So that one's less of a UFO case file and more of a snapshot of how flying saucer groups and public concerns around them were being logged and reviewed back in the early days of this cover-up. The second file was more interesting historically.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It appears to contain 1947 FBI flying disc material, including early reports from the immediate post-Kenneth Arnold flying saucer wave. There are FBI memos, witness reports, correspondence with military intelligence, alleged disc sightings, and even a case involving material analysis where they do consider it a possible hoax. And I'll put some of those images up on the screen of that material. And there's nothing particularly special about it, but they do talk within the documentation around it looks like it was iron, heated to an incredible temperature, fell out the sky, could be scabbed because of the heating, these will be destroyed or passed on, etc., etc. It doesn't look like it was anything necessarily interesting, but the fact they looked at it as something potentially interesting is significant. So something about the nature of this release I noticed then, it's not just one type of material. We've got images, old and new, videos, audio, historical FBI style documents, old flying saucer era correspondence, and unresolved UAP related records. It makes it really interesting, but also really messy. At this point, I don't know in the States and elsewhere, if you have a store called TK Maxx, we have that here in the UK, and it's a clothing store where you go in and all the clothes are just randomly strewn out on racks. Everything's lumped in together and you get some really good deals in amongst a lot of crap sometimes. And I think that might be how to view this website. It's the TK Maxx of UFOs. There are some bargains and some amazing finds to be had, but you're going to have to dig for it and you might have to spend some time in there. Now, I did say alongside the documents and images, there is also video material. And one example I want to show you comes through the Defence Visual Information Distribution Service, or DVIDS. This is listed as an undisclosed location, dated May 1st, 2020, courtesy video attributed to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or ARRO, as we all know them. It does come with a description that says the US Central Command submitted a report, and this is how the videos are kind of labelled. You see the video still, you click on it, takes you to a separate page. It's got the video at the top and then underneath a description of varying lengths depending what it is. And some of them, like I say, are similar to the still images where there's really not much in them, barely a dot flashing across the screen. Some videos I can't even see where the UFO or UAP is meant to be. And clearly within these, there are going to be a range of drones or misidentifications again, folks. But there are some interesting ones. And I suppose this is one of the more interesting ones I'm going to show you. So this is a report of a UAP to ARRO consisting of 2 minutes 17 seconds of infrared sensor footage from a US military platform in 2020. The accompanying Range Fowler report, listed as DOW UAP D38, describes the object as a solid white object making erratic movements above the water. So I'm going to show you a little bit of that video now if you're watching. But remember, folks, when you see the video, and I'm going to talk for the audio folks here, imagine a laser pointer on a screen, but it's white, and it is going round and making some jerks and movements and flying left and right. So either it's a tiny bug that's showing up on camera right in front of it, which I don't think so given the equipment being used. It does look potentially really interesting. And I'm not going to overstate this. This is not perfect 4K flying saucer footage. It's infrared, it's sensor footage. It's what we're used to, though, isn't it, in these discussions these days? We do not have that 4K video yet, folks. But what matters is the chain of custody around it. CENTCOM report, ARRO, Range Fowler, official release. The video description says that at around 5 seconds, an area of contrast briefly enters the sensor's field of view from the left. The sensor pans away while cycling contrast settings and zoom levels, and then throughout the video, it kind of comes back and forward as the camera equipment tries to keep up with it and zoom in on it. So my first reaction is it's really interesting, not definitive, but it's worth showing, worth studying. I don't think anyone will pretend that anything on this site settles the argument alone. The bigger point is that a modern military UAP video is part of the first release alongside historical files. The old meets the new here, folks, which is pretty cool. Some political reactions then in the immediate release of the website and everything going live. Eric Burleson released a statement saying he commends President Trump for continuing to push UAP transparency and releasing additional files to the public. He called Trump the disclosure president and said that after years of classified briefings, whistleblower interviews and oversight work, he is grateful to see what he called a historic first in a series of releases. That phrase is important again, folks. It's the first in a series of releases, okay? So Burleson's not framing this as the final answer. He's framing it as the beginning. Anna Polina Luna also responded, saying the American people deserve transparency, accountability and access to information regarding UAP and disclosure that the government has kept hidden from the public for decades. She called it a massive first step in the right direction. There again, we have that phrase, first step. Tim Burchett also weighed in, thanking President Trump for keeping his word to him on UFOs and UAP transparency, and he called it a great start. I highly recommend Tim Burchett's appearance on Joe Rogan, which just released yesterday. Very timely. I think it's a great interview overall. I recommend people check that one out. So there's the language from those three who have played a really big part in this, folks, regardless of their politics and what people say. Historic release, massive first step, great start. It tells you the political framing of this. And they also usually mention Jared Moskowitz on the Democratic side, who plays a part in all of this too. They're not saying this is the end of disclosure. They're saying this is the beginning of a process. And that lines up with the site itself saying new materials will be posted every couple of weeks. Before I get to some listener thoughts, my initial view here is the site going live is significant. It's okay, it's happened, which is great. We can stop the, is the site going to go live? When are we going to start getting the files? The presidential directive is significant. The release 01 statement is significant. The political reaction is also significant. But the material itself is going to take time to work through. And I'll report maybe over the weekend and early into next week, definitely early next week at the latest, again on some of the more interesting findings here as well. No doubt there will be a lot of content around this. And I've got some guests planned in next week. Matthew Zagadis and Kevin Knuth, both physicists, will be joining me at various points to discuss their work, the upcoming SCU conference, and of course this drop. And I think their reactions will be really interesting to hear. The material itself, folks, people will pore over. Every podcast, every YouTube channel, news networks are already doing exclusive interviews and whatnot on this across the United States. And I wonder how this is going to land on our shores here in the UK and elsewhere across the world. And if you are in one of those other countries or continents, please let me know how the news media, if the news media even pick it up. So let me just get to some of the listener thoughts on here, me being incredibly well prepared, folks. I was asking for what is folks' takes, what's the first reactions to this. People seem generally quite happy. The Truth Is Up There said, done the, you know, the Jonah Hill reaction, which is pretty cool. Saucy Puppets said, it's all garbage, right? I haven't done a deep dive. No one has at this point. It's too much. But they're worse than what Weaponize has put out are all the videos from Arrow. Xavier said, even if all these are garbage, this is an opening salvo of a new era of transparency. I'm not saying we should all applaud the government and accept what we've seen, but don't let your own desires cloud the importance of what today signifies. Stormy said, why the slow drip feed? And also asked to do a deep dive into the documents and recommends people do that. And if they've got the time, 100%, but there'll be lots of content from various folks, including myself, in the coming days and weeks. Mark said, don't forget, this is the first batch of many. Gnosis said, declassification process, making sure we don't accidentally see the bodies. And there have been some talk and rumours online about that, folks, that are they having discussions of when do we or should we show pictures of alleged potential bodies. That for me is an attention grabber. Even if there's potential hoaxed pictures in there because they're not sure, that may be something that really gets the mainstream attention. Gnosis also added, regarding the photograph of the objects on the moon, more than anything, it shows active interest and investigation. Well, the whole time the public side has always been, don't be silly, there's nothing to this, which is absolutely true. Dealey said the Apollo stuff's interesting. Long knife, multiple helicopter pilots and agents chasing orbs on an installation, one of which moved at 20 miles an hour, moved 20 miles at ground level faster than a helicopter could fly, and that was in late 2025. So there's some really interesting stuff in here, folks. If you're a member of the Discord, loads of that will be posted on there, but there is going to be a lot to look at. There's people saying they're really happy, other folks are debating the quality of the release and the videos and the imagery. The imagery and the videos are sort of what I expected, folks. No smoking guns, at least not yet. So for me, the question now is, what else is coming? Who decided what made release 01? I would love to know that. And how are they deciding what comes out? Is it random? Is it planned? Are the most sensitive files, I would hope, still being held back? And like I said at the beginning, how does this line up with what David Grush said when he talked about serious movement in the next 60 to 90 days? I don't think he was talking about this. Almost, I would put all the money I have, which is not a lot, believe it or not, sign up to a membership, buy the book. But I don't think he was talking about this as serious movement. That's what I'm watching for at the moment. I'm going to keep going through the files today. I'm on with the Doomer crew tonight. Make sure you tune into that on YouTube. I will drop the audio and video on my own feeds too. I will do deeper breakdowns on this. But for now, the first takeaway is simple. The official UFO file release site is live. The first release is here. It is not the final answer to are we alone or not, but it may be the beginning of something much bigger. Less than 10 years ago, folks, the US government denied any and all knowledge or interest in the subject of UFOs. Now we have the US government acknowledging and giving us many, many files, many images, many videos, and maybe, just maybe, this is the start of that capital D disclosure. I'd love to know your thoughts. If you're listening, thank you. If you are watching, please like, subscribe, comment, do all that stuff to help support the show, and I will keep as much content coming in the following days and weeks with this news story as it comes out. Thanks for listening, folks, and I will speak to you very, very soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.